Okay, Kitetze leMelchama leYivecha. So we know very well from all the Svarim that the battle is, of course, not just a physical battle, but of course it's being ramis to Melchamas HaYetzer. All the Chassidish Svarim have it. Already in the Zohar Chadash, the idea exists that, of course, the Melchama that we're going out to is Melchamas HaYetzer, the ultimate Oyev, the ultimate enemy of the Jewish people. And like I mentioned the other night, the Tzaddikim have said that this year, Tafshin Ayin Tes, which we're finishing up, Chodesh Elul, Tafshin Ayin Tes is Gematria Tirat Oyev, like we say in Oz Yashir. So we want to defeat the enemy once and for all, the Yitzhar once and for all. And of course, the Svarim tell us that the Chedush Arim brings from Rav Simcha Bunim of Prishischa that nowadays, this is really the Pashup Shad and the Pasuk. Right? Meaning, you would say the Pashup Shad and the Pasuk is when you go out to battle. And it's hinting to the fact that you should also fight your Yetzirah. But the Tzaddikim say, Rav Simcha Bunim of Prishischa said, that's only true if you're fighting an actual war. If you're not fighting a physical war, so the Pashup Shad of the Pasuk becomes what? Kitetza leMelchama leYivecha, when a Jew goes out to fight his Yetzirah. That's the Pashup Shad. Klal Yisrael are not formally at war. We have many enemies, obviously. But the Jewish people are not formally on the battlefields right now. Baruch Hashem. In the sense of an actual war. Again, we have enemies who we're trying to keep in check, but Kitetze leMelchama, the battle that we all go out to every single morning when we wake up, is the battle of Melchemes HaYetzer. Okay, so the Pasuk says, as you go out to war, Nasnu Hashem Elokecha Biyadecha, Hashem will deliver the enemy into your hand, Vishavisa Shivyo, and you'll take a captive. Okay, so let's learn a piece from the Rapshitzer. Okay, it needs a lot of explanation. It's a very deep idea. We're going to try to explain it today. The Rapshitzer in the Zera Kodesh, in source number 2, says the following. Kine ze hachilek elokai shenasan yisbarach ba'adam ze hanikra elokecha. It says that what? When you go out to war, kiteitze lemelchama alevecha, unasnu Hashem elokecha biadecha. So how do you translate unisano Hashem elokecha biadecha? You could translate it, Hashem will deliver him into your hand. Or you could translate it, unasno Hashem, Hashem will give you elokecha, Hashem will give you elokecha biyadecha. What is elokecha, your God? Hashem will give your God into your hand. What does that mean? So says the Rapshitzer, every Jew has a chelek inside of himself that's called elokecha. Right? It's the piece of God that is you. It's elokecha, it's your God, it's your godliness. Shekol echad ve'echad miYisrael, hachelek elokai shelo nikra etzlo elokecha. That every Jew's chelek, the chelek eloka mimal, that's described in Sefer Iyov, is called on a personal level elokecha, your God, your godliness, the divine spark within you. So the Pasuk says that when a Jew goes out to battle, we hope, we ask, al yidei hamilchama hanizkar le'el, through the battle that we fight, yitein Hashem, shehachelek elokai shenikra elokecha yiyeh biyadecha. When we fight the Yitzhar, we ask Hashem to please protect the essence of my soul. That's what we're asking. Hashem, please deliver elokecha, deliver my soul to me. Make sure that the Yitzhar doesn't try to steal who I am. Velochas v'shalom tachas yad sitra achra v'klipos. That my soul, that my chelek, shouldn't be taken by the other side, by the sitra achra. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hashem lo ya'azvenu bi'ado. Hashem should not allow him to be, my essence should not be taken in his hand, in the Yetzirah's hands. V'atzadikim libam birshusam. A tzadik has his heart in his rishus, meaning he has his, he's in control of his being. A rasha is defined by a person who's enslaved to his desires. So now, here's the rabbis that we're going to try to explain. He says about halfway down the first column, Vishavisa Shivyo. So again, how are you learning the pasuk? Kitetze la melchama levecha. When you go out to fight your Yetzirah. Unisano Hashem elokecha. Hashem will deliver elokecha biyadecha. Hashem will make sure that you hold on to the essence of your being, vishavisa shivyo, and you will capture a captive. So who do we capture? So says the Rapshitzer, Shivyo is Rashi Tevos Ve'ele Shemos B'nei Yisrael. Shivyo, Shin Beis Yud Vav, is Rashi Tevos Ve'ele Shemos B'nei Yisrael. Who's Shivyo? What? Ve'ele, these are the names of the Jewish people, the opening Pasuk of Shemos. It's certainly the Pasuk that defines us. It's the Sefer, rather, that defines us. It's the story of the birth of the Jewish people. It's Galus and Geula, right? It's Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Satorah. It's enslavement and freedom. But what does that have to do with this? You fight your Yetzirah. You're trying to make sure that you maintain your essence and you capture a captive. Shivyo is Rashi Tevos Ve'eles Shemos B'nei Yisrael. What does it mean? Kinei Nefesh Chaya Hu Shemo. But says the Rav Shuster, we know that a name is not a small thing. A person's name says a lot about who they are. A name is not a small thing. Nefesh Chaya Hu Shemo. Adam Rishon had a remarkable ability to understand the essence of the creatures and to define them and to give them a name. Adam named all of the animals. Sheshemo Shel Adam Mora Al Bechinas Chelek Elokai HaNeshama Shebo. That the name of a person is very much an expression of the essence of their soul, of who they are, of that chelek inside of themselves. U'kishahayu Yisrael begalus nemar ve'ele shemos b'nei Yisrael abba mitzrayim begalus she'az gavra kalach esitra achra b'mitzrayim v'naflu b'chinas ha'shemos b'nei Yisrael she'im b'chinas ha'nesham begalus ad sho'tziyam yisbarach. So how does the story of coming to Galus begin? It begins Ve'ela Shemos B'nei Yisrael. We know the names of the Jewish people. We read it in Vayigash already at the end of Bereishis. Why are we recounting the family of Yaakov? But we're saying that the name of the Jewish people, in other words, the essence of the Jewish people, is in danger. Ve'ela Shemos B'nei Yisrael. The names of the Jewish people are Ba'im Mitzrayim, are coming to Mitzrayim. The Yitzhar, the Sitra Acher, is trying to pull away a Jew from his name. And we'll have to explain what that means. So he says, that's what it means. V'zeh shomer kan v'shavisa shivyo. So when a Jew fights the Yetzirah and he defeats the Yetzirah, as our parsha, this past Shabbos, described, so v'shavisa shivyo, he recaptures, so to speak, ve'ele shemos b'nei Yisrael. He takes back his name, he takes back his essence. Okay, again, we're going to have to explain what all this means, because it's a little bit cryptic. It's the top of the left column, right? So again, when v'shavisa shivyo, Rashi Tevos, ve'ele shemos b'nei Yisrael, Elu Hashemos Tikach Mehem. We take back our name from them, from the Mitzrayim, from the Sitra Achra. The Harav HaKadosh Mirimanov Zatzal. He quotes from Rav Mendel of Rimanov, who explained one more point we need to see. Amar Sheyesh L'chol Adam Shem B'Kedusha U'Lahavdil V'Chulu. Every Jew has a holy name, and every Jew has another name, a non-holy name. Every Jew has a name that defines his holiness, and every Jew has a name, Shemo B'Tumma V'Sitra Achra, a name of Tumma, a name of Sitra Achra. V'Tzorech HaTzadik La'avod Al Zeh, V'Yavakish Me'Hashem Yisbarach, Sh'Yodiyo Lo Eiza Shem She'yesh Lo B'Sitra Achra, V'Yachzer Gam Zeh Hashem L'Kedusha. And the avod of the tzaddikim is to make sure that what? That I take back whatever that Sitra Achra name is from the Yetzirah, and then I'm able to be defined by my holy name. Okay. And based on this idea that everyone has sort of two names, a holy name and an unholy name, so based on this, v'shavisa shivya, we understand that's exactly what we're fighting for. Ve'ele shemos b'nei Yisrael. Shashem sheyesh l'cha b'klipa gam kein tachzer l'kedusha. I want to take back that name of impurity, and I want to bring it back into the realm of holiness. Okay. It's a very, very deep idea. So let's start by explaining that, we've said many times, the name of a person is very much, again, their mission statement in this world. Who picked your name for you? Who picked your name? Your parents picked your name for you. The Arizal writes in the Shar HaGilgulim that when your parents picked your name, when your parents gave you your Jewish name, when my parents decided 38 years ago to call me Moshe Tzvi, whatever the cheshbon was, whatever the calculation was, whatever relatives I was named after, whatever they liked about the name, whatever they thought they understood about the name, the Arizal says, there was a lot more to it than they understood. Parents are given Ruach HaKodesh to name their child. they don't fully understand even why they're choosing the name. But the Arizal says it's an opportunity for a parent to have a Ruach HaKodesh, a spirit of holiness, overcomes them, and it gives them the clarity, it gives them the ability to define the name. Someone once came to the Chiddush HaRim and said, Rebbe, I want you to pick a name for my child. So Chiddush HaRim said to him, why would I do that? Why would I deprive you of the opportunity to have Ruach HaKodesh? The Chiddush HaRim said, I always have Ruach HaKodesh. You never have Ruach HaKodesh. This is your only opportunity to have Ruach HaKodesh. So you pick the name for your child. Hashem is giving you a unique opportunity to have a moment of Ruach HaKodesh. So don't turn that opportunity down. And that's what happens when you name a child. The Baal Shem Tov said that the word neshama, nun, shin, mem, hey, what's the inner essence of your neshama? Shame. The two middle letters of neshama, nun, shin, mem, hey, the inner essence of your neshama is your shame. Because that's the inner essence of your neshama. That's why the letters shin and mem are the middle two letters of the word neshama. And Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch also says that a word shame is related to the word sham, which means there. Because where you are, there, the place that you are, the place that you're rooted, is connected to your name. Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch always explains how words with similar letters, even with different pronunciation or vowels, have a similar origin. So your shame is sham. That's where you are. That's the place that you're rooted. So the Yetzirah is trying to take away our name, is trying to give us a name of Tumah. And the Avodah of a Jew is Veshavisa Shivyo Ve'ele Shemos Bnei Yisrael, to hold on to my authentic Jewish name. However, we know that in Mitzrayim, one of the reasons we got out of Mitzrayim was Shelo Shinu Es Shemam. We kept our Jewish names. That's one of the few merits the Jewish people had. Which means that in all of the Tumah of Mitzrayim and everything that we were drowning in, 49 levels of Tumah, there was a point of essence that the Jewish people held on to. A certain clarity that we had. That for everything that we lost in Mitzrayim, at the core, at the kishkas, at the essence, the name, which again defines the inner essence of a Jewish soul, the Jews were still connected. Shelo shinu es shemam. They did not abandon their name. So now let's learn the Rambam. The Rambam tells us, based on the Gemara, in Rosh Hashanah, I think it's on Daf Tes Zayin, that there are four things that tear up the Gezar Din of a person. And the Rambam defines them as the Darche HaTshuva. Different techniques, ways to do tshuva. The Rambam is in source number 3. It's in the second parak of Hilchos Tshuva. It's in Halacha Dalet. A little typo on my part, I apologize. Parak Bey is Halacha Dalet, if I'm not mistaken. Midarche HaTshuva. Here are some ways that you can do tshuva. Listen to what the Rambam says. Again, based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Tazayin. Lihiyos hashav tzoik tamid lifnei Hashem bebechi uvetachnunim. Number one, a person who's returning to Hashem should be crying out to Hashem with tears and with supplication. Tfila. Right? Tshuva, tefila, tzedakah, mavir, nesra, gzera. So that's tefila. A lot of tefila. Va'osa tzedakah. Kefi kocha. Right? Tzedakah. Give tzedakah in accordance with your means. Umisrachek harbe min adavar shechatabo. Distance yourself greatly from the thing that caused you to sin. So if your phone gets you in trouble, put a filter on it. If a certain person who you hang out with always leads to bad choices, so distance yourself from that person. Create a buffer zone between you and the idea or the person or the chefza shel iser. It's very important, yisod. Sometimes we say, like, okay, I'm going to be better, but change your environment. Get to a different place. Don't have that thing in your possession if that thing leads to sin. And then says the Rambam, and it's one of the steps in the Gemara, Mishane Shemo, change your name. Now there's a big discussion, what does that mean? So some Rishonim say, change your name means actually change your name. You could have an extreme example. A person who is totally secularized, totally irreligious, right? Doesn't go by a Jewish name. So change your name literally means change your name. Take a Jewish name for yourself. Right? Adopt a Jewish name. Adopt a Hebrew name, a Jewish name. Some Rishonim say it's kind of the same way that if the person is sick, we sometimes add to their name, we'll add a name to their name. Right? So maybe that's what it means, Mishana Shemo. The Rambam had a different understanding of Mishana Shemo. And it makes a lot of sense because all of us have a name. We all have a Jewish name. We were given Jewish names at our bris. We have Jewish names. So what does it mean, Mishanesh, or change your name? I should add a name? I mean, by the time I'm, 75 years old, I'll have a very long name. Yamod, Moshe Tzvi, Yaakov, Yechezkel, Shraga. Like, you just keep adding in every year. A little time, I add another name. Right? Here, some people are called to the Torah. They got like 65 names. Yeah? Is that where they got it from? Mishana Shemo? Change your name? Keep adding names to your name? Or just take a different name? Make a Misha Berach and Shul and say, from this day forward, I'm not Moshe Tzvi, I'm Yehuda David. That's what it means. Says the Rambam, Klomar. Mishana Shemo, says the Rambam, Ani Acher, Ve'eni Oso Isha, Oso Osan Hamasin. The Rambam says, Mishana Shemo means change your reputation. Redefine how you want to live. If the old chaver says, well, we used to always do this, say, I don't do that anymore. The story I told you, I think the first or second day of the Zman, the mezuzah shir, it was the first day. I remember the story? With Reb Aaron Hadda, the doctor, who was a Talmud of the Magid. He used to own her. He gave him the mashal of a guy who owned the bar, and the chaver would come around to the bar, and he didn't want the rowdiness at his bar anymore, so he turned it into a tailor shop or whatever, and came looking for a drink, and he said, there are no drinks here. That whatever used to be here exists here anymore. So Mishana Shemo, says the Rambam, means to say, to get to a point where I can say, Ani Acher, I'm not that same guy. When the Yetzirah says, oh, can we go for another, let's go for another run, another round, you say, Yetzirah, I'm sorry, you got the wrong guy. That's just Pasha, not me anymore. I don't even know who that guy is. Mishana Shemo. Ani Acher, ve'eni oso ha'isha, also oso namaisim. I'm not the same person who did those things in the past. Umeshana ma'isav kulam letova ulederech yishara. To be able to say, I'm not that same guy. I change my attitude, I change my behavior, and I become a different person. That's what it means to change one's name. And that's the battle that we're fighting during these days. Because the Yetzirah wants to define you in the way that he wants to define you. And a Jew has to dig back to mamish, to his bris, and say, what did my parents with Ruach HaKodesh name me, and why? Try to think about your name. What does my name mean? What's the gematria of my name? What are the words of my name? Whose name? Who else has this name? And how does it help to define my essence? And then when I do that, ki teitzei lemelchama al oyvecha. Interesting. Notice that oyvecha is in the singular. When you go out against your enemy in the singular. You know why it's in the singular? The Belzer Rebbe explained, because every Jew has an individual enemy that he's fighting. Just like your name is entirely unique. I know I'm not the only Moshe Tzvi in the world. I know four other ones. And I'm sure there's many more. You know why Moshe goes with Tzvi? I only found out a couple of years ago. I figured it out. Why does that... You hear people name Moshe Tzvi. No, it's a name. You know anyone named Moshe Tzvi? There's people... It's a name. For some reason, people do Moshe and Tzvi together. Moshe and Tzvi are atbash of each other. You know what atbash is? We exchange an aleph for a tav, the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet for the last letter, and a bez for a shin. So mem shin hey in atbash, right, is tzadi bez yod. That's cool, huh? So let's see. So shin is bez, right? Second letter and the second to last letter. Mem is tzadi. How's it go? And hey is sadi, and mem is yod. So Moshe and Tzvi are like two sides of one coin. Okay, but you got to think about your name. Try to understand your name. What is my name? Who am I named after? How does it define some of the strengths and weaknesses that I have? Okay. But the goal of changing one name, the Rambam says, means changing your reputation. Get back to the essence of your name. The Jews in Mitzrayim, Loshinu Es Shemam, they didn't change their name, that's how they had Geula. And again, realize that the battle is Al Oyvecha, there's a very specific Yetzirah Keneged your name. The point I'm trying to make is, even though there are a lot of Moshe Tzvi's, but there's only one this Moshe Tzvi. There's only one version of yourself. A lot of people are called Yehuda, but this Yehuda is only this Yehuda. What's your middle name, Yehuda? Yehuda David, okay? That was my adopted name. I was thinking about that name. Yehuda David, yeah? Right, Shlomo Baruch. Right, there's probably a lot of Shlomo Baruchs in the world. But this is the Shlomo Baruch. This is this version. And he has a unique Yetzirah connected to that Shlomo Baruch that's trying to stop him from being Shlomo Baruch in his way. So that's what the Belzer Rebbe said. Rebbe Yisachar Dov HaBel said, you're fighting oyvecha, your individual enemy. It's a very personal battle. That's why it says in Pirkei Avos, in source number 4, Ezehu gibur hakovesh es yitzro, in the singular, who is one who is strong, the one who conquers his yitzar hara. The yitzar hara is not this collective force. The yitzar hara is a very, very personal battle that's trying to stop you from carrying out your mission statement, which is contained within your name. Says the Kuznets or Magid in source number 4, Yevodas Yisrael. Ezehu gibur hakovesh es yitzro, who is one who is strong? One who conquers his yetzer hara, ratzel lomar, shitzarech kol echad lashkiach al yitzro. A person needs to pay attention to his yetzer hara. People are very good at paying attention to other people's yetzer hara. So if you're a guy who gets up for minyan every morning and you're a chavrusa or your roommate doesn't, so you spend a lot of time thinking, what's wrong with him? He doesn't go to minyan in the morning. Don't worry about his yetzer hara. You focus on your yetzer hara. Where are your shortcomings? Think about the things that you stumble in and try to conquer it. Not like foolish people do. That they're so busy paying attention to their friend's bad midos. And in comparison, he defines himself as a tzaddik. Because all he sees is his own milos and his friend's shortcomings. And it could be that in fact you're worse than your friend. But you're focused on your friend instead of yourself. And therefore, says Chazal in Pirkei Avos, Ezehu gibur hakovesh es yitzro daika, specifically your yetzer hara. The Avodas Yisrael continues in the fourth line. O Yomar, I'll say it a little differently, he says. Ezehu gibur hakovesh es yitzro ratzel lomar, yitzro hamiyuchad lo. Not only should you focus on yourself and not someone else, but realize that your yetzer hara is tailor-made. What do you mean? I spoke to my friends. We all struggle with this inyan, but not in the same way. There's an element of just like your chelek in Torah is entirely unique, and your name is entirely unique, even though other people carry your name, the exact same name. Yeah, there may be another Moshe Tzvi ben Chaim Yonah in the world. But that name defines my mission statement, my essence, and it comes with my yetzer haras. So therefore, Yitzro, Kovish Yitzro, Miuchad Lo, the Yitzro that is uniquely yours. Shelechol Adam Yesh Yitzer Miuchad Hamumer Ledavar Echad. Because every Jew has his unique ability in Kedusha, and every Jew has his unique ability in Tumah. You could ruin the world like no one else in history. I'm not the worst guy. You don't have to be the worst guy. You can do an Aveira that no one has ever done before. That's what the Rambam means when the Rambam describes how we have to view ourselves as if the world is 50-50, and my next move is going to tip the scales for myself and maybe for all of humanity. Why? My one Aveira is going to tip... Yeah, because your Aveira is entirely unique in history. Your Yetzer Hara is unique in history. So you need to make your own siyagim and gedarim. What does that mean? Your own fences. For some people, they need to be very strict in certain areas because they know they stumble regularly in those areas. For other people, they don't need to be as strict because they don't have the Yetzer Hara. So you have to be honest with yourself. And you have to get down to the essence of who you are. Ki kol echad biglal kein nivra, because each one was created, each person is created to fix his nekuda, his thing. V'zeu shematzino b'gemara, and that's what the Gemara says in Shabbos, shekol echad meha amorayim hayizayir tfei b'davar echad. That each of the Amoraim, one of the Amoraim says to his fellow, what was your father's main mitzvah? What does that mean? What does it mean to have a main mitzvah? I thought we all do 613. But everyone has a mitzvah that he feels connected to. And everyone has a particular Aveira that he feels connected to, that he struggles with. And even if he knows someone else who has the same Yitzhara, it's not exactly the same. The exact expression of it is uniquely yours. I was saying after Shir the other day, it was Rav Tzadok HaKohen's yard site, the 9th of Elul. The 9th or the 10th? Rav Tzadok is when? The 9th or the 10th? The 9th? The 9th of Elul is Rav Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin's yard site. So Rav Tzadok writes in one place, he says, at Har Sinai, the Gemara says in Shabbos that every Jew, when they said Nasa v'Nishma, were given a crown. Two crowns, a crown for Nasa and a crown for Nishma. Every Jew wore a crown. So Rav Tzadok asks, I think in his writing by Shkolin, Rav Tzaddik says, I don't understand. If every Jew wears a crown, so who's the king? I mean, what's the whole Indian of a crown? A crown is the identifying symbol that says this one is the king. You can't put the crown on your head if you're not the king. So how does every Jew wear the crown? Doesn't that totally negate the concept of a crown? No, what does Rav Tzaddik say? Rav Tzaddik says every Jew is a king. Every Jew is the best in a certain area. That's what the crown of Har Sinai was. V'sein chalkeinu b'sora secha. Help me to find my chelek in Torah. Help me to be true to myself. Help me to be the best in a certain area. To learn a certain Gemara like no one in history has learned it. To daven a certain tefillah like no one in history has prayed it. To avoid an avera that no one in history has ever done in those circumstances. So every Jew wears a crown. Every Jew has the opportunity to be the best in something. Again, and it's very much connected to our names. Okay, turn over to side two. If you look at an art scroll sitter, or if you look at more classic sources like the Elia Rabba, the Elia Rabba tells us in Simen Kuchav Beis, in the name of the Beis Yosef, Tov lomar pasuk echad min haTorah o min Neviim o miksuvim, kodem sha'amar yiyu l'ratzon, hamaschil b'shmo, v'siyem b'shmo. It's good for a person at the end of Shmona Esrei, again, pick up any art scroll sitter, and it notes it right before the Yehul Ratzon. It says, actually quotes the Elia Rabba. Here's the Nusach. I'll read you the Nusach of the art scroll. The art scroll says, Kosav be'Elia Rabba, Shenacho lomar kan pasuk sheshayach al Shmo. It's good to say here a pasuk that connects to your name. Just by a show of hands, who's familiar with this idea? Okay? And if you look in the back of the art scroll sitter, right, it gives you Sukkim for every name. So if your name is Shlomo Baruch,
it's not every name.
Yeah, not every name. That's true. Probably not every name. Okay, so Shlomo, right, starts with a shin and ends with a hey. So what pasuk starts with a shin and ends with a hey? Se'u yedechem kodesh, uvarchu es Hashem. Se'u starts with a sin, right, and it ends with Hashem, which is yud kei vav kei. It ends with a hey. Okay, so that's the name. If your name is Shlomo, you should say that pasuk. Se'u yedechem kodesh, uvarchu es Hashem. And according to the different names. What's that about? It says the Elia Rabba, it's good to say a pasuk from Torah, Nevi'im, or Ksuvim, before Yul Ratzon, that begins and ends with your name. What's this idea about? It's actually a very, very deep and mystical idea. There's a danger, the Arizal speaks about at length in his writings, that a person comes to the Olam Emes, and Hashem says, Shalom Aleichem, who are you? And a person's neshama says, I'm not sure. I don't know who I am. You don't know your name? I don't know. I can't remember my name. Now, it sounds like a crazy thing. Like, how could you forget your name of anything that you'll remember? You don't even know your own name? That's a terrifying thought. So what does that mean? The Arizal talks about it a lot. And this saying this pasuk is a segula to help you to remember your name. By attaching your name to a pasuk in Chumash, or a Navi, or in Ksuvim, it helps a person to remember one's name. What does that mean? What does it mean to forget your name? So, chaver, the pshat's like this. Obviously, there's many layers to understand, but the simple understanding of it is the following. Again, if your name is your essence, if your name is your mission statement, if your whole life you're struggling to what? You're fighting, ki tzeitze lemelchama al oivecha, you're fighting, like the Bells Rebbe said, oivecha in the singular, you're fighting your Yetzer Hara, and the avodah is v'shavisa shivyo, you want to hold on to your name, ve'eile shemos b'nei Yisrael, the place where the Jews fought for their names, because it was going into Mitzrayim, the name of Klal Yisrael was going into Mitzrayim, but the name of the Jewish people also got them out of Mitzrayim, shaloshinu es shemam, they kept their names. So when you come to the Olam Emes, when Hashem says, do you know your name? Hashem says, did you carry out your mission in this world? Were you true to your name? Your name was a microcosm of your whole mission statement. It was in a word or two, your entire essence, as defined by your parents, Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh, when they gave you that name. So Hashem says, do you know your name? And if you don't know your name, that means I wasn't true to myself. I didn't live up to my mission statement. I didn't find my chelek in Torah. I didn't identify what? Nasnu Hashem Elokecha biyadecha. I didn't hold on to Elokecha, my unique chelek in Torah, and my unique chelek in the Shema, like the Rapshitzer told us back in source number two. So one of the ways that we try to attach ourselves, we become more mindful of our name, is by attaching it to a pasuk. Of course, it's a segula, but it's also a reminder that I want to attach my essence to Torah. And the more I attach myself to Torah, the more I'm connected to who I'm supposed to be. Hashem says to Avram Avinu, who grew up in Ur Kasdim, who worshipped idols, like I told you many times. The Rambam writes it explicitly in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. Avram, as a child, was an idol worshipper. And that may have lasted until his 40s or 50s. And then Avram Avinu charts a new path. And Hashem says to Avram Avinu, think about it for a second. Lech lecha me'artzecha. Leave your artzecha, leave your gashmias behind. Leave your home behind. Molatecha, beis avicha. Leave everything you knew behind. What is the reward that Hashem promises Avraham? What does Hashem say to Avraham? Anyone's bar mitzvah parsha, lech lecha. What does Hashem say to Avraham? What does He offer him? I will make your name great. Vanecha, fortune. Lech lecha me'artzecha. V'ascha l'goy gadol, I'll make you a great nation. V'avarechecha, and I'll bless you. V'agadla shemecha, and I'll make your name great. Says the B'nai Yisaschar in his Sefer on Chumash, it's called Agra the Kala in source number 6. V'agadla shemecha. How do you even understand this pasuk? Does Avram care? Avram needs his name in lights? That's what Avram wants? I'll make you famous? People will know your name? Does the tzaddik care that he's famous? That people know his name? They give him kavod? His name is known around the world? That's what he cares about? All the tzaddik is interested is spreading Hashem's name. Right? We daven that we should be Yodei Shemecha. We should know your name, Hashem. And we should spread the name of Hashem in the world. That was Avram's mission. What do you mean, Agadla Shemecha? I'll make your name great. Ach Tzarech Lomar V'Agadla Shemecha. What does it mean? Explains the Agra Dekala in the third line. Kefi Adrash Al Neshama. I'll make your name great means I'll make your neshama big. Your name is your neshama. Like the Baal Shem Tov told us, Nun Shin Mem Hey, the middle two letters are shame. Your name is the inner essence of who you are. Agadla Shemecha, I'll make your name big. I'll make your neshama exalted. Ki lechol neshama shiuredes migavei meroimim. El aguf, when a neshama comes down to this world, nilva eleb igzeres hayotzer nefesh habahamis miklipas noga. Your neshama has a positive side and has a negative side. Like the Rimanover told us, Rav Mendel of Rimanov told us that what? You have a name of Kedusha, and you have a name of Tuma. Agadla shemecha, Hashem, make my name great, make my good name strong. Says the Agra Dekala where it's bolded, v'hinei lechol adam yesh lo shem, hu hashem shel neshama hakedosha. The name that Hashem literally puts into the mouth of your mother and father, a holy name that defines your essence. As we know from Kohelis, it's always there's always an opposite side to the story. There's a nefesh habahamis. Your soul, as it expresses itself in its lower dimensions, in physicality, that the Sitra Achra tries to what? Tries to redefine the name al yedei chilufim shonim v'tzirufim acherim. Interesting. What is my name of Tuma? Is my name of Kedusha Moshe Tzvi and my name of Tuma Matthew Eric? It's my legal name. It's my English name. It's on my Shir roster. Working on that for 8 years to get that to change. Someone told me the other day, I signed up for your Shir and I was so nervous. I didn't know if that was really your Shir. Because it says Matthew Weinberg on the... Okay. So is that my name of Tuma? That's just my legal name. That's not my name of Tuma. What's my name of Tuma? Is it something totally different? Is it some demonic name? The Sitra Achra? So says the Agra Dekala, it's the same letters of your name just rearranged. We know about this concept. We learned it in Degel Machan Ephraim. Right? The same letters of Kesa, which means a crown, could be Karis. The same letters of Oneg, could be nega, tzaras, could be nun gimel ayin. The same letters of machla, which is an illness, could be chemla, could be compassion and mercy. It's all about rearranging the letters. So says the Agra Dekala, the Yetzer Hara tries to take the letters of your name, really to take the essence of your life, to take your strength, to take your potential, and to rearrange it in a way that's unholy. In other words, he says, Kigon Moshe b'Kedusha, Mem Shin Hei is the name of Kedusha, Shin Mem Hei is the name of Sitra Achra. Not sure exactly why. He says, I'll give you a simple example. There's someone in the Torah whose name is Er, Ayin Resh. What do you think his name is in Toma? Resh Ayin, Ra. And that's exactly what it says, that Er Va'onan were Ra Be'enei Hashem. He took his life and he turned it inside out and upside down. He didn't live up to his potential. He lived backwards. Olam Hafach Reisi, backwards world. That's what this whole world is. So the avod of a person is to make sure that what? That I keep the pieces of my life as defined by the letters of my name. I keep them in order. When a Jew is drawn after his holy soul, and that becomes how he defines himself. He's hold on to his true name. Then lo yisparid memenu gam la'achar p'tiraso. And he's able to hold on to his name after he's no longer alive. That's the scary thing the Arizal is describing, that a Jew could forget his name in the next world. I don't know my name. God says, who are you? What's your name? Shalom Aleichem. Welcome to the Olam HaEmes. Who are you? I don't even know. Because I wasn't connected to it. God forbid. It's a very scary thought. So Hashem says to Avram Avinu, Hashem says, Avram, lech lecha me'artzecha. If you could detach from the tumah of your world, you could change your reputation, then I'll make your name great. I'll help you to understand the essence of your name. And again, the Rambam is saying this is one of the darchei tshuva. This is one of the ways that we do tshuva, by changing our name. The svarim talk, there's a lot of discussion, even in the halachic svarim. Right? Is it enough to just change one's name? Does that count as tshuva? What if I start going by a different name, an actual different name? I make a Misha Berach and Shul, and I change my name to Moshe Tzvi Naftali. Is that considered tshuva or no? That is supposed to inspire me to actually change my actions. There's discussion in the poskim whether or not literally just changing my name counts as an act of tshuva, or no, it's just a springboard to actually make changes in my life. But again, the Rambam understood changing your name as what? As returning to your essence. As changing your reputation. I'm not the same guy. I don't want to do the same averos that I did this past year. I want to live differently. I don't want to be Shin Mem Hei. I want to be Mem Shin Hei. I don't want to be Ra, but I want to be Er. Right? Er is a lashon of his oyers. I want to be awake. I want to be alert. Ur Yishenu Mishen Asa. Like the shofar wakes us up. And then the Agra Dekala, the Bnei Yisasser and his Agra Dekala, concludes the passage by saying a little musr to people, that people are going by their non-Jewish names, and it's not a good thing. You should go by your Jewish name. And parents, obviously, they're giving their kids also Jewish names at the bris, right? But they're going their whole life, they're going by their non-Jewish names, and it's chaval, because it makes it harder for the neshama to be true to itself, and it's good to go by our Hebrew names. We should define ourselves by our Hebrew names. Comes along the Baal Shem Tov, yeah.
I heard that it's not good to give a child too many Hebrew names.
Because I could also get confused. Right. I mean, we see the earlier generations had one name, right? Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, right? They had one name. The idea of multiple names could also get complicated. It can be a blending of different kochos. You name after two different grandparents. It could be, okay, some are very concerned about that. But, you know, each person should follow their family practice. Yes?
Just in the vein of the neshama shem shem situation that we were talking about before, in the context where I've heard that before, it was talking about how we're on Aretz and Shemaim is...
Shemaim is also, right.
And that Shemaim we're supposed is... to, that like, our feet are on the Aretz, and Aretz is Lashon Ratz, or Ratzon.
Right.
And,
very good. I forgot about that Shemaim piece. Yeah. Reverse says that part also? Reverse says that?
I don't know.
You hear that? It's so interesting. Shemaim is like plural of Shem. It's like Shem Yud Mem, like the plural of Shem. It's a lot of there. So you think about what that means. That's the place you want to be. That's the place you want to be a lot.
Rashi says at Har Sinai that Hashem opened up seven heavens.
So right, right.
Already there's plural.
Right. Very good. I forgot about that piece. Okay. Says the Baal Shem Tov in source number 7, quoted by his Talmud, Rav Yaakov Yosef of Polnoa, better known as the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, which he wrote in the year 1780, the first Hasidish Sefer ever. In 1781, he wrote another Sefer called Ben Porat Yosef. Ben Paros Yosef. And in the Ben Paras Yosef, in Parshas Vayera, he quotes the Baal Shem Tov, and Chavre, it adds a whole other dimension to this sugya. We learned, again, back in source number 2 from the Rupshitzer, that you have a name of Kedusha and a name of Tumah. So at that point, we assumed they were two totally different names. The name my parents gave me is my name of Kedusha. And then I have some other strange name. The B'nai Yisasr, the Agar Dekala, told us in source number 6, Rav Tzvi Elimelech of Dinov told us in source number 6, that it's actually the same letters, just rearranged. The Baal Shem Tov comes along, and I think this is what he's saying in source number 7. And the Baal Shem Tov says, actually, it's the exact same name. There's the Moshe Tzvi good, and then there's the Moshe Tzvi bad. Not some rearranged letters. My doppelganger is exactly, it looks like me, it talks like me. It goes by the same name, Moshe Tzvi. It goes by the exact same name. Looks exactly the same. Says the Baal Shem Tov, Bir Mori Zatzal. I heard from my Rebbe, he's quoting the Baal Shem Tov. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. These are the names that came to Mitzrayim. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Explains the Baal Shem Tov. Kamosh yesh shemos hashvatim b'kedusha, kach yesh b'klipa. Just as the shvatim have names of kedusha, they have names of klipa. So you could say it's a different name. I don't think that's what he's saying. V'hu Reuven. The name is the same name. It's Reuven. Why was Reuven called Reuven? Re'u sha'ani ben. Shimon, she'osa ha'tov k'dei she'a shemo b'chol ha'aretz. Levi, she'eschaber la'anchei ma'isa k'dei she'yodu v'yashab chosa. Says the Baal Shem Tov, what was Reuven's name? Reuven was, Leah said, Reuven, Hashem has seen my plight. Shimon, Hashem has heard me be attached to my husband. They were all expressions of thanks to Hashem. And Reuven, of course, is the Lashon of Re'iyah. A person could use his eyes to see holy things, could use his ears to hear holy things, to Levi, to be attached to holy things. But says the Baal Shem Tov, Reuven, the exact same name, could also be what? Right? Re'u sha'ani ben. See who I am. Shimon, she'osa ha'tov, I do good things that people should hear about me. That people should know, oh, this guy is a great guy. He's doing it for his own kavod. Levi, she'eschaber l'anshei ma'is, I want to be connected to the cool crowd. K'dei she'yodu v'yashabchu oso. So people will say, oh, they'll talk about me. It's all self-serving. It's the exact same names. So Chevra, what's the pshat? It's the exact same names. The answer is, I think, very simple. Everything that you have that can make you great and who you are could also destroy. Whatever kochos you have, whatever strengths you have, and you could use them in the service of Hashem, are the exact same. It's not a different energy inside. It's the exact same energy that can destroy you. You could be so passionate about good things, but that same drive and passion could be the biggest curse if you channel it towards bad things. It's as simple as that. That's what the Gemara says in Shabbos, in source number 8, that if a person is born under the mazel of Ma'adim, if you're born under the constellation of Mars, if Mars is in its a certain heavenly position when you're born, so it comes with certain kochos hanefesh. Yehei gavar ashid dama. You're going to be a bloodthirsty person.
I think the Gemara says if you're born on Friday, it's the day of Mars.
If you're born on Friday, it's the day of Mars. Okay. Right? So if you're born in a certain way, if you're born under, the heaven was arranged a certain way, it's going to have a hashpa on your soul. You're going to be a person who has a netiyah towards blood. But the question is, what do I do with that? Do I become a murderer? Do I become a criminal? A bloodthirsty murderer? Do I become a shochet? Do I become a doctor? Do I become a moel? These are all people who are interested in blood, who are attracted to blood in a certain way. But what do they do with it? Amar of Ashi. E umna, you could become a bloodletter, become a doctor. E ganva, you could become a robber who beats people up and spills blood. E tavcha, you could become a shochet. E mohala, you could become a heil gamoel. I was reading Nani's biography of Rashash, the Reb Nitzer Rebbe biography. The Reb Nitzer Rebbe was a moel, some amazing stories about his bris milah. One time he did a bris milah, and the Talmud of his who wrote the book said he saw the meal and it didn't look like a kosher milah. He's trying to figure out, what am I going to do? I'm going to tell the Reb Nitzer that his meal is not, that he did a bris milah on this baby and it's not good? He was very not sure. He's got to tell the Rebbe, you know, kid needs a bris milah, but he felt a little weirded out by it. So he figures, I don't know, maybe it's just healing a little bit funny. I'll come back in a couple of days to check it out. And he comes back to check out the baby, and it's beautiful. He checks out the makom hamila, mamish, a beautiful bris mila, hider mitzvah. Mamish, an amazing job. He says, so strange. I looked at it like right after the meal. It looked like it wasn't even a kosher bris. So he came to tell the Ribnitzer that he checked the baby and everything's good. He walks into the Ribnitzer's base medrash, who's a Baal Ruach HaKodesh Ribnitzer. The stories are crazy about him. He walks into the base medrash. The Ribnitzer had just finished davening Shemona Esrei. And this fellow was standing in the back. Ribnitzer was under his talis in the front of the base medrash. This guy was just standing in the back. He was waiting until the Rebbe finished davening. He was going to go over and talk to him. The Rebbe, without even like turning around to notice that he's in the back, all of a sudden the Rebbe just starts marching towards the back of the base medrash. So he figures, he would often like go in the middle of davening to wash Netilas Yadayim again, makbid on a lot of Inyani Kedusha. He said the Ribnitzer walked right up to him, like right up to his face, and he says, "Nu, I just finished davening. You happy with it now? It's good now, right? I took care of it. And then he goes right back to his davening. I davened over it. I fixed it. Whatever, wasn't my best job with the knife, but I davened over it and I took care of it. Mamash Ruach HaKodesh, Okay, being a mole is a very holy thing. So a person who has an atiyah towards blood, what are you going to do? You're going to become a doctor? You're going to become a murderer? You're going to become a shochet? You're going to become a moel? It's all the same koach. It's the same Reuven. It's just a question of directing that koach of Reuven in the right way. And now I think we understand, in conclusion, what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says in Pirkei Avos, Shlosha Ksarim Him. There are four crowns. There's the crown of Torah, there's the crown of Kahuna, there's the crown of Malchus, but there's something called the Keser Shem Tov that's Ola Al Gabehen. There's the crown of a good name. That's what the Rambam was describing in Hilchos Tshuva. Midarchei Tshuva. The way to do Tshuva is what? Mishane Shemo. Change your reputation. Say, Ani Acher. I'm not the same guy. Yetzahara. Tafshin Pei. I don't do that anymore. I've changed my name. I've redefined my essence. That's why the Keser Shem Tov, being true to your name, is the highest honor. It's greater than Torah and Kuna and Malchus. The one who wears the crown of a Shem Tov. What's the gematria of Shem Tov with the Kolel? How much is Shem? 340. How much is Tov? 17. No, so what is that? 357. With the Kolel is 358, is gematria Mashiach. Right? The personal Mashiach, the Karva El Nafshi Ga'ala, the personal redemption that we all long for, is being true to our names. Midarchei Atshuva. I spent the first 18 years of my life as Matt Weinberg. No, and I decided to try to work on a little harder becoming Moshe Tzvi. And now I'm trying to be Moshe Tzvi. Again, I'm not saying that my English name is my Shem Tum. The Shem Tum is much more complicated than just your English name. Right? But the avod of the course of your life is to feel mekusher to the essence of your name, and to be true to the essence of your neshama. So I want to just end with one maisa from Rav Shlomo Freifeld. Really, one of my favorite stories, I tell it all the time. I'll read it to you from the biography. A close Talmud was a Rebbe in an afternoon program for public school children. And he once brought his students to meet his Rebbe, Talmud of Rav Shlomo Freifeld. They stood around the table, cautious, uneasy, uncertain, as he began to speak. "What's your name?" Rebbe asked the first one. "Charlie," replied the boy. No, not Charlie. I want your Jewish name," said Rav Shlomo ever so gently. "Oh, my Jewish name? It's Chaim." Rav Shlomo beamed at him. "Do you realize what a potent name you have? Chaim means life. Sparks of life, perpetual movement and growth." Then Rebbe continued, revealing to David and Alana, to Erez and Adasa, the splendor of their names. Going around the room, asking them, what's your name? "My name is Stephanie." "Stephanie, nice name. You have a Jewish name, right?" "It's Sarah." "Oh, Sarah, Imenu." Gave a little drush on each of their names. Once he had generated a current powerful enough to have aroused dormant sparks in these neshamos, he smiled broadly. "At my bris mila, my father named me Shlomo. Yet my mother still preferred to call me Seymour. Don't let the hat and beard fool you. I was Seymour, not Shlomo." Freifeld, he's standing there. Freifeld was a towering Rosh Yeshiva, the founder of Shar Yashiv. Long coat, big beard, up hat. He said, "Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. Don't let the hat and the beard fool you. I used to be Seymour, not Shlomo." And then Shlomo paused, letting the idea sink in. Life is an evolution, not a revolution. We have to work to tap into the unlimited potential of our names. But it's a mission that's within our reach. Today, I am Shlomo. Used to be Seymour, but today I am Shlomo. That's what the Rambam. We just learned a big secret in a Rambam. That's really what this year is about. And when you learn this Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Midarchei Tshuva, Mishana Shemal, it's not as easy as just making a Misha Berach and changing your name. And the truth is, you don't have to change anything. That's what the Baal Shem Tov was telling us. You have it all in you. If you're Reuven, you already know what Reuven could be and what Shimon could be. It's just a question of directing those kochos in the right way. And again, that's the ultimate melchama. Ki teitze la melchama aleivecha. When you're fighting your Yetzer Hara, realize Vishavisa Shivyo. Shivyo Rashi Tevos Ve'ela Shemos B'nei Yisrael. Realize that your name is going to be under attack in this world, and the avod is to hold on to that name. And if you can be like those Jews in Mitzrayim, Shalosh Shinu Es Shemam, so then a person can experience a personal geula, and then hopefully we'll be able to have the ultimate Shem Tov, which is Mashiach, Gematria Shem Tov, from here, be Aminu together.